So he began to tell them in book Matthew chapter 16. He said that except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, what happens? It abides alone. Therefore, there is a call for a multiplication. It was at that junction he now told them that the same works I do shall ye do, and he said even greater works. Why? There are certain limitations that is placed on personalities. And if it is true that God will push his kingdom forward, he has to multiply that grace. So what will happen? I want to thank the JCCF, Zen, and every other person that is here. I want to thank you for having me. In Jesus' mighty name. We are going to pray for 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. There was a time Jesus came in the book of John chapter 16. Have you read John chapter 16? Are you sure you have not read John chapter 16? Jesus told his disciples, he said, I have many things to tell you, but I am limited. Now you need to know who is Jesus. The question is, what is his limitation? Is his limitation utterance? Is his limitation power? For the scripture says that this is him, from the mouth of John, of whom the spirit was given without measure. So power is not an issue. Utterance is not an issue. But he said, he cannot bear them. So it so happens that the communications of God is limited by the capacity, the stature of his audience. So one of the things that Jesus does when he appears before a certain is he finds a way to increase their capacity, bring them up to speed. To the present revelational emphasis. He is an economist. He doesn't believe in waste. Let me tell you how the spirit realm functions. I saw somebody was quoting the book of Joel. That's one of my best scriptures. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass in the last days. What will happen? I'll pour out. Now let me tell you the technology behind that. Have you seen a cup before? Let's say rain is falling now. And you need water. But what you have is a cup. What you need to serve you for one full day is at least 50 gallons. But your container is one cup. The rain is falling. How much can you fetch? It's just a cup full. Because the cup is what you have. Meanwhile, the rain is falling. And it has the capacity to fill 1,000 liters. On that day that rain is falling, how much can you trap? What you will trap is not dependent on the outpour. What you will trap is dependent on your capacity. It was on this wise that Jesus said, I have many things to say, but you can't bear them. So first of all, what Jesus does is to bring men to a place where they are capable of trapping things in the spirit, because it is a waste to release those things from heaven, only to find out that the people don't know what is released on them. You are going to pray for 1 minute, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. And ask God, increase my capacity to receive from heaven, so that whatsoever you plan for me these 2 days, that I will trap them. There are 2 ways to trap things in the spirit. One is, and the second one is priesthood, prayer. Hold your hands with your neighbor. nothing will happen to you. You know, are you with me? Nothing will happen. And cry out to God in the next time. Go ahead and pray. Sopranta babura sopranta bakaprata manantalia. Sopranta babananta prako. From verse 9. Turn to Matthew chapter 6. And verse 9. If you are there, say amen. If you are not there, say wait for us. The majority of us are not yet there. Sabroda mahanta grate papananta brakapatahate montalia. Rata papita kambrete benento kobrata panata. Zatamante preko pata patatatalia. Zanante brete papola kabranta papatani. Sanamanta Branko Patamananta Latiato Ratamanata. Zona Mantadia. If you are there, say amen. Okay, we are there. Verse 9. The Bible says, after this manner, therefore pray. Are you with me? You see, this is as a result of this lecture now is as a result of observation. The disciples of Jesus noticed. Now, there is this is called the gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There is another account of this that is in the book of Luke chapter 11. I think 11 or 12. And it was in that place that the disciples of Jesus began to tell him that we noticed that John is teaching his disciples how to pray. Then we also noticed that you too, you are praying. But you are not telling us how to pray. We noticed that there is a different way you pray. Very, very different from the way that we are taught. You are born into a Christian home. Is it not true? You used to do morning devotion. Until you now, some of us did morning devotion. We already have a set of prayer points. Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving, ask for forgiveness of sin. After that, what again? So, this is the regime of prayer that the disciples were afforded to due to the teachings from the Torah. There were ways that Moses taught them to pray. Suddenly, John and Jesus came into the scene and began to pray in a different way. And they noticed, they said, if this person is our rabbi and our teacher, and he prays this different way, then we must learn it. Because we notice that after his prayers, that there are certain attendant results that back up his life as a proof of that prayer that he's working. In other words, my prayer is not bringing results, but his prayer is bringing results. There must be a difference in our prayers to do. So they start to pray. And they notice that John also prays in a different way. And not just that John teaches his disciples to also pray the way he's praying. So they met him and said, the disciples of John pray and he teaches them how to pray. And all the things that you pray, we want you to teach us. Then Jesus began to tell them this that is written in the book of Matthew. He said, after this manner, what? Pray. Do you notice something there? That whatever lecture that Jesus is giving them was not an afterthought. Have you seen that prayer? The prayer was an afterthought. Somebody was asked, how do we pray? And he began to tell them, list it in an order. That means that Jesus already has this lecture and he kept it somewhere. He was waiting for an occasion to remind himself to be teaching and teaching. That means many things that God intends to bring our path and bring our way, we continue to stay in the archives of our blessing. Until we are brought to a point where that lecture, let us say, circumstances of life, situations, seasons, peace, let us there is a foreknowledge of every man that came into the earth, and that one, there is a land that God knew. Are you with me now? That one that God knew is the one that this generation is waiting for. You are not yet that person. So until that one comes, our generation will continue to seek for the manifestations of the sons of God. You need to know what is sown. Sown is a reality in eternity, an identity of you as God chose you. So when you come into time, circumstances begin to define your life. Some of the things you were told, you begin to believe it. Look at the drama that was acted. When you make it and look as if he is big, Satan is not strong, my friend. If he saw him, he would have killed you. Do you know how many times he wanted to kill you? Some of the time you are not even praying. Yes, he didn't kill him. He is not that powerful. Let's take the power away from him. And this can only happen by revelation. You are brought into that economy, and then you begin to realize the things that are close to you on the basis of the fact that you have become born of the Spirit of God. Certain things become possible. So Jesus began to work on it until the location will lend itself for that letter. You know what I'm trying to say? God is looking for you now. For years. So he is looking for a location like this that will lend itself to the teaching that will bring you into the economy of your destiny manifestation. These things will begin to die until an occasion comes. You know what God wants to do is already crucified in his heart. He already sustains an agenda. And that is what he is looking for, an opportunity to find his blessing. So when they ask him, in this manner, pray. That means God has known that you will place a demand on him concerning matters that pertain to, and he has made the resources available, and he has made the teaching module available. I hope you know that the Holy Ghost is a teacher. I told you to try and find me. You are playing another thing. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. That's why I gave you 5 minutes to find me. You got distracted. Find me quickly, or you need to fly. You don't have time. You just need to strike. This night is to strike. Some of you don't even know what is going on in the realm of the spirit. Do you know what is going on? The disciples came and met Jesus. They said, Lord, even devils were subject to us in your name. Sickness is good, all kinds of things happen. Jesus said, don't rejoice. Because while that thing was happening, I beheld in the spirit. What was happening in the spirit? So I saw Satan like lightning. I'll tell you what will happen to this campus after now. You are not seeing people seek God that friendly. You think it's normal for somebody to come and pray? Have you prayed for 6 hours straight? I went to Lagos many years ago. I hugged somebody, went and prayed 10 hours. Somebody that can't pray for 10 minutes. What is happening to that person? My sister, there is something that can be brought into your life. It will begin to control your life. Something will drop on this campus and people will begin to pray everywhere. Like Matthew. No. Well, if it's good, say amen. But even if we don't say amen, it will still happen. That's why God brought us. When God highlights places and begins to put his hands upon them, he's source first. Do you know who is Elijah?
Elijah is the one that foreruns the move of God.
When God is not, he's not a human being, no, he's a system. So anytime God wants to move in a territory, he sends Elijah first. And Elijah will come and prepare the way. Make the crooked path straight. The valleys to be filled up, the mountains and hills to be made low. And then a highway for the Lord will be prepared.
Suddenly men will start crying and praying everywhere.
They don't, some of them don't even know why they are praying. They just want God to invade their life. Anytime you see men, the many things people can do, and we are not sure God is coming.
But when men begin to pray and seek God, 1 hour, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Have you heard of 9 hours? 10, 12, 13, 14, 15. They finally removed the clock and threw it away. I speak of what? Are you with me now? Some of us, we preach what God has used us. The type of calling we have is the type of calling you don't have authority to stand in, except God has first of all made you a public spectacle of that which you are ordained to teach your generation. Are you with me? The Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 1, he said, of all Jesus began to what? Do and to teach. So it means that his teaching, the authority of his teaching, was derived from a doing that he did for long enough that even heaven and earth certified him. It was on that point that heaven said, this is my beloved son. And then after some time, they didn't just say, this is my beloved son. They said, this is my beloved son. In really the obvious, what? Hearing him. So, some of the time you can stay for 5-10 years just for God to make you a voice to your generation. So, and being a voice is not talking, you know. Being a voice is being a model when God has made you a public spectacle of a matter. So, when people talk about, they talk about hunger. Anything that comes to their mind is you. They talk about prayer. They talk about revelation. They talk about holiness. They talk about purity. They talk about integrity. They talk about uprightness. Anything they talk about, you have that system in the kingdom. So anytime God wants to bring that thing in a place or in a territory, he doesn't need to go to heaven to do it. I can show you from the scripture in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. The Bible was trying to introduce the ministry gifts, the five offices. He said that Jesus went down and then he ascended up. The reason is that we do, after that time, we don't need to go down. Because that thing that Jesus went down to do, he collected it from heaven. He released it upon men. So that from then onwards, if people want to touch that reality of the office of Christ, they begin to touch the men that has been classified into. By touching them, you become a participant of that, their ordination. So if God wants to bring you into holiness, what does he do? He doesn't need to say read Bible or do it. No, he brings you in contact with a man, a woman that has classified that system, has become a reality of that in the spirit. The Bible says that they that worship God will do so in what? That word truth is reality. That means the water, the measure of worship that is in your activity. I hope you know. You see, you saw the choir minister. You need to be in the spirit. Now, there are two ways to measure spiritual activities. To find out how they tally up with God's emphasis. One of them is that the Bible says that the worship will be in spirit. That means that there is a realm that only support things that is of God. If you want to find the true meaning and true reality, backing up the things that we do in the kingdom, you have to come into that realm. And that realm is called the realm of the spirit. So you will not know what is doing in the natural or in the flesh. You will not be able to understand that. As far as the kingdom of God is concerned, until you are brought into that realm. And when you are brought into that realm, you will now see the measurement of things in that place. You will not see that sometimes that people dance for 1 hour, but the
measure of worship that is in that they are dancing is not up to 5%. It was that place that David entered into. He said, let the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Who is that man? He understood that there is a place we enter in worship, and the lifting of your hands, the reality in the spirit, is able to sacrifice. What is that place? When your exams are falling down and God is telling you fast for 3 days, and you left that thing and you fasted, as far as God is concerned, that thing is a sacrifice. It is more than the person that came and prayed for 6 hours and everybody saw him. David said, let the lifting of my hands be like God, give me sacrifice. This is a man that knows how the realm of the spirit operates, and he knows the measurement of the test of God. He knows that God measures in reality. So when God begins to interact with you, he interacts only based on reality.
That is why anytime we come, we must touch the Holy Ghost, because he is the spirit of truth. He is the spirit of reality. Anytime reality is ministered to you, it was because you encountered the Holy Ghost. Now listen to me. They now asked Jesus. They now said, teach us to pray. That is not even my point. When you see my point, there are many things. I don't know. Are you sure you people are ready? Okay. Verse 9. And after this manner, therefore, pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, what? As it is in heaven. I don't want to. If we go into that place, we might not come up. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Look at verse 13. If your Bible is your own, look at your Bible. You know what I've noticed? People don't read their Bible. You might think they read it, even men of God. Are you there? Look at verse 13. Hello. Reduce. Stop. Pray. You are not with me. Pray. I'm looking for you. Pray for 5 minutes and then join me. You don't know the job we need to do today. Now look at verse 13. He said, and lead us not into temptation. But what? For what? And what? And what? Forever and ever. For thine is what? The kingdom. For thine is what? If your Bible is your own, mark these 3 words. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is the power. For thine is the glory. If your Bible is not your own, don't mark somebody's Bible. Mark it. And then I will show you. You have been, how many of you have been using this thing as prayer from primary school, secondary school? For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. My God. Now, this thing is not a repetition. You see, this is the challenge of the Pharisees when Jesus was alive in the flesh. They made out of the scriptures tradition. The very scriptures that carry prophecy and power, they made out of it tradition. So, when you make out of scriptures tradition, what happens? He loses his power. And then people will not be able to see what God has put into that scripture. So, people, the Pharisees were reading about Jesus in the scripture, yet they went and crucified him. That means that they have made out of the word of God tradition. So when the Bible says, for thine is the kingdom, for thine is the power, and for thine is the glory, that is a progressive revelation of God's recovery agenda. I think you need to write it down, because there is something I need to show you. I need to show you what man lost in the Garden of Eden. What did man lose? There's something he lost. And that thing he lost, this scripture is an attempt
fully restore that which man lost. He said, for thine is what? The kingdom. For thine is power. That power there is beyond raw power. It also involves authority. And then, for thine is the glory. This is the progressive revelation of what man lost in the Garden of Eden. And Jesus is trying to tell you that if your prayer agenda, prayer project is successful, how do we know? How do we know that your prayer project is successful? You will come to a point. If you are with me, say amen. Okay. The way we know that your prayer project is successful is if you have come to the point where your prayer has been able to restore the kingdom and restore the authority of God and then restore the glory of God. In that progressive revelation, so the first thing that men need to understand as it pertains to the things of God is what? Say the kingdom. Say the kingdom. People that have not understood the kingdom are people that are not qualified to do anything. In fact, do you know why we have fake prophets, fake things everywhere? Believers, that is, their prayer is, give me, give me. Some of you pray, God, if you don't pass me, if I don't get first class, if I don't get 2-1, if I don't pass my exam, I will stop following you and all that. You can't stop now. God will still be God. Nothing has changed. The question you even need to ask yourself is, some of us that finished university 10 years ago, where are we? You need to know that you have to look at things well. I don't even need to take you to the realm of the spirit so that we measure the weight of matters. Because concerning money, Jesus said that if you are not faithful in this unrighteous mammon, as far as God is concerned, every single thing you are doing on earth is vanity. What is vanity? Vanity is an experience that is devoid of God. So, any experience that a man had on earth that is devoid of God's reality, that experience is vanity. So, it is on that. For God to conquer vanity, what he did was to put it in our hearts. So that eternity is an attempt. When you, do you know what is eternity? Eternity is a realm, is an attempt to experience God. Ask me to show you. John chapter 17, verse 2, 1 and 2. You might not need to go there. Let me tell you what he said. The Bible says that this is life eternal. He said, knowing God and Jesus Christ, whom he sent. Now, this is what? Life eternal. Meanwhile, that word know in that place is what we call Ginosko. Ginosko is experiential knowledge. You know what happens between husband and wife? It's a journey, it's an experience, it's a fellowship. So the scripture is trying to tell us that what is really life eternal is a man coming to a point where he's consumed with intimacy and fellowship with God, experiencing the God kind of life in such a way that life fulfills everything that is mortal and natural and fancy, bringing you to a point that all that is remaining of you is God reality. Are you with me now? See, I see some angels descending from heaven now. My God. Fire will fall here. Amato kambelo kabarantelae. Atekota kabenanta barata haskale. Subenanta kabilandelia. Akoi batole. Zobana hatakabina talabale. Amen. Now follow me. Follow me. Salaba. So Jesus began to tell them, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. I don't know if we might go to the glory part, because that is the theme for your meeting. But let's start from the kingdom. You see, men that have not understood the progressive revelation, they began to talk about glory. They have not understood kingdom. People that don't understand kingdom are not qualified to talk about glory. Glory is only found in kingdom context. Are you with me now? Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. prayer. So Jesus began to, anytime the Bible says that John came preaching the gospel of the kingdom, Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom. So I need to tell you that whatever God intends to do, intends to reveal, the revelation of the kingdom precedes it. It is on this foundation that we begin to build every other thing. It was on that wise that the Bible showed us in the book of John, John chapter 3. Have you read John chapter 3? Verse 1. The Bible says that there was a ruler of the Pharisees. His name was Nicodemus. The Bible says that he came in the night to seek out Jesus. And he came and told Jesus that good master, that nobody can do this thing you are doing except for God be with him. Now, if I'm you, I will take that appraiser and accreditation. Do you know what he meant? He meant that I don't know who is your vice chancellor. And suddenly he brought you up before the whole council of the school and said, as far as this man is concerned, he is a student, but he's the man of God. He has proved to us that God can abide and live in a young man. I tell everybody to follow him, that nothing can happen in this wise except God is working in him. My brother, won't you take that appraiser? Ah! But when they gave Jesus that appraiser, he said, he must be born again. Is it not an insult? Check it. How does the two things relate? Because there is a fracture. Say fracture. And if we don't deal with that fracture, any accreditation and appraiser that you give men outside of that context will fall short of its reality. Are you with me now? So Jesus said, except a man be born again. The only man need to be born again is what? He cannot see into the kingdom. You are not getting my point. The only thing is reality. Go into the kingdom. Into reality. Peace. That is the kingdom. And except the man is born again, he will never see. And he will never experience those things. So Jesus is telling them that the ticket to participate in peace pertaining to the kingdom, saying that everything that is of God is now glorified in the kingdom. That there is no other way to bring men into that economy except they are what? Born again. Outside of that context, they lack the capacity to perceive things that is in the kingdom. Meanwhile, you cannot see God, you cannot experience God outside of the scope of the kingdom. So for God to begin to work in your life, he has to feel in the kingdom. The extent to which you have perceived the kingdom is the extent to which you are effective and useful as far as God is concerned. So men that are useful to God are men that have been brought into deeper relations of the things of the kingdom. So Jesus said, no matter how good you are, you will still lack, you will still have a fracture as it pertains to the things of God, except you are brought into the economy of the kingdom. Meanwhile, a man cannot, your best attempt is still feeble and weak. You lack the instrument to test. Have you come into the laboratory and then you want to test for ammonia and you didn't come with test tube, you didn't come with anything? You just came by yourself and you are intelligent. Your intelligence amounts for nothing if you don't have the right tools to test. So Jesus is telling the person that you are calling me good master, you don't even know who I am, sir. Because if it's true that that man has been brought into the reality of the kingdom, one of the things that will happen to him is that we have the experience of Peter. Peter said in the book of Matthew chapter 16, he said, at what? Then son of the living God. That thing is not possible except the man has been ministered to by a power that is higher. That means that Peter has his facilities activated in such a way, because Jesus said, no man can know this except what my Father reveals to him. That means Peter has been brought into a place where God can break through to him and begin to reveal to him his burden concerning this territory. So you can stay in this campus for 4-5 years, you never know what God is doing, and then you just go like that, because the scope of what God is doing is only found in the circumference of the kingdom. And except your eyes be washed, he said, pray that you will buy eyes out so that your eyes will be washed. The surgeon, surgery,
have to be performed on your eyes, so that your sight will be so that you will be able to see into the kingdom. When you see into the kingdom, one of the things you will realize is that some of the people that you see are doing, ladies, they are doing like this. As far as God is concerned, they are judges, prophetic intercessors in the spirit, men of rank, but they have not been granted sight, and they have not been able to see the reality. And because you have not seen your reality, you will continue to operate less than God has ordained for you. And in that scope, you will never achieve God's agenda for your life. So how does God make men achieve what He has ordained for them? He begins to bring them into the economy of the kingdom. Because that is where you will see God. And as you see God, you see yourself. And then the facilities and resources that He has made available for you to prosecute your destiny will begin to be released. Are you with me? I know you don't believe this, but do I have time to show you? I don't have time to open, but you can go and read it. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. No meat. I think between 4 and 7. The Bible says that when Jesus rose from the dead, He has finished paying everything that He need to pay. The Bible says that He took casual leave. Why? To come and establish His apostles. And I needed to know what is the scope of that lecture that Jesus didn't finish. That He needed. Remember, He has not been coronated. What is the proof that Jesus has been coronated? Who knows? Who knows the proof? The outpouring of the Spirit is the proof that Jesus has been coronated. Peter was speaking to them in the book of Acts chapter 2. He said that, "Know ye that same Jesus is now what? The Lord and the Christ." Has been coronated the Lord and the Christ. And because of that, you now see this shedding forth of the Spirit. So, the proof that God has been coronated in a territory is that there will be massive revival. Once God is in charge of this territory, there will be massive. Men will begin to pant after God. You cannot come and tell us that God is here. The proof that God is here is the Spirit will move ceaselessly in our midst. The shedding forth of the Spirit. No, that's not my point. Now, for the Spirit to be shed for Jesus, needed to be coronated. Because the Bible talking about that coronation service in the book of Psalms chapter 110. He said that the Lord said unto my Lord, what? Sit down at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. He said, how am I going to accomplish this? He said, He will do what? Send forth the rod of His strength. From where? Zion. And on that account, He will now say, in the midst of thine enemies. So He now showed us that the only way for Jesus to accomplish that dominion mandate that was hanging upon His destiny is for the Holy Ghost to be shed forth on the body. Now, that means that that mandate of dominion is dependent on the outpouring of the Spirit. Are you with me now? So, and for Jesus to receive the capacity to shed forth that Spirit upon all flesh, He has to first of all be coronated and seated as the Christ. When He rose from the dead, the scripture made us understand that He has received the capacity, He has fulfilled the claims of divine justice to bury your soul so that you will be born again, and also to shed forth the Holy Ghost. But He postponed the second aspect of coronation so that He will complete a lecture that He didn't complete. Your lecturer. He didn't finish His lecture. So He also, they now made Him president of Nigeria. You are not getting what the point is. Even not a comparison. But I need to show you what is happening. Jesus has won election and they will coronate Him next week. Are you with me? Say amen. He has won election and they will coronate Him the coming week. And but there is a lecture He missed in this university. And He knew that you people will never be able to fulfill your destiny except that lecture is completed. I know if He's a Nigerian president, He will forget you. I hope you know He will forget you. But Jesus has to postpone His coronation. And then He came down. The Bible says for 40 days, He was teaching them. What was He teaching them? I think we might need to check that. The Bible said that He was teaching them things pertaining to the kingdom. What? Things, what? That means there is a quota that is lacking in kingdom teaching that Jesus knew. Remember, I'm telling you, the reason why I'm saying this thing is that I'm telling you, I told the people there that God needs to bring you into deeper realities of the kingdom, because it is things that the resources that you need to prosecute your destiny will be released. Remember, the Spirit is about to be poured forth, as he now told them in verse 8, that he shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you will now be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and to the uttermost part of the earth. But before he told them that, he has to establish them on what? Things pertaining to the kingdom. It is on that basis, the establishment. It is after they are established on things pertaining to the kingdom that they are now qualified to receive the outpouring. What am I saying? Men still lack the capacity, the resources that it takes for them to prosecute their destiny, because they have not found that deep things pertaining to the kingdom. Some people pray for finance, money, academics. Tell me why God should give you first class. Tell me now. If I ask some of you, the things you'll be saying in heaven is not aware of it. So, for God will not give you first class because he loves you. Not because it's not easy. As soon as you find out, that is why we need to sing that song. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. That means that there is a wisdom that informed your coming on earth. Do you know? There is a wisdom that informed your coming. The Bible said before you entered, not when you entered your mother's womb, before you entered your own, I knew. So there are scrolls that are held up in God of things that pertain to you. Your effectiveness on earth is dependent on how much you have aligned to that scrolls. So the life you live outside of that scope is a waste. It is like Methuselah. You know Methuselah now. The Bible says he lived 960 what? And he married and bore children and what? Died. 960 something years was summarized in one verse. May that not be your story in the name of Jesus. When they speak about men that have, no, who is singing that? Stop. When they speak about men that have stamped their feet in the sands of time, the Bible was speaking about David. He said, I've made an everlasting covenant with him. On that basis, there is a reality that is now found in the kingdom. It was called the sure message of David. He said, even if when these people misbehave, I will beat them, but I will call them back. My covenant will never forsake them forever. This is on, because the man decided to walk with God. He came to a point where he became so large in the spirit that he represented the dispensation of God's working concerning men. So that even in time and eternity, if you will be brought into that reality, they have to trust the man David. The throne that Jesus is sitting upon is called the throne of David. Men that understood what was written about them. Are you with me? It is this is the things that you need to be schooled in. It is that teaching that is called things pertaining to the kingdom. A man that is taught properly on that is a man that can handle power, is a man that can handle first class. So when God gives you first class, it doesn't matter to you. For some of you, God will give you first class, he can't take it away from you. In fact, that first class will be the reason why you left God. Do you know why some of you don't have your pocket money is still around 10,000, 5,000, which is a lot compared to some of us when we were there. Do you know why? You will pay before you know it. Under 2 weeks, money has finished. God needs to put you in that straight jacket so that you will be able to seek him. There are some people with 100,000 land in their account now, they won't be here. Is it not true? You know now. You won't be here. Some of you, the reason why you don't have that money is because so that you won't be buying data and be on the internet all the time.
Some of you, that's your deliverance from pornography and masturbation. Because there is no prayer that will deliver you. The prayer that will deliver you is for you to stop being on the internet and stop seeing that thing. You don't know now, you continue praying, oh God, bless me or I die. These are men who are not schooled on things pertaining to the kingdom. To give them money is to empower Satan and empower the flesh. To anoint them is to empower Satan and empower the flesh. Are you with me? To give them gifts. Haven't you seen people that have the gift of prophecy? They are now using it for this, for Satan. Somebody was chatting me before I came for this meeting. He said that a prophet met him and told her everything concerning her life, and all of them were true. The lady now asked, the prophet now said, you need to be delivered. The lady now said, how? Please, oh, I need to be delivered. The man now said that you need to sleep with me. Why are you saying this? It's normal now. People that know this thing know it's normal. He now said that the spirit in me is more powerful than that demon disturbing you. So when I sleep with you, the spirit in me will defeat that demon. May God help us in Jesus' name. Do you know the problem? It is possible that person is not really a false prophet. It is simply because he is not groomed in the things pertaining to the kingdom. He took the things of God and used it to empower Satan. So if 100,000 come, you will be the one sponsoring parties in this campus. When they say let's push the kingdom forward, they will be struggling to remove 1,000 naira from you. 1,000 naira. Do you know why? You don't know the kingdom. People that know the kingdom know that the reason why they are here is to push the kingdom forward. Their channels, God begin to empower them. God knows that if tomorrow you become the governor of this state, that Jesus will rule for at least 4 to 8 years. So he begins to empower you. It is on this basis that some of us seek the glory of God to hang upon our life. When we appear, God appears with us. It is not because we are better than you. The Bible says that God is no respecter of any man. That anybody that will come upon him from any place, that he will begin to touch them. Are you with me now? Now, the Bible now said that it is this progressive revelation that will trigger the release of God's power. For time is the kingdom. For time is the power. So the man that understands the kingdom is now qualified to receive the empowerment that it takes to prosecute God's agenda. I'm not sure we might be able to reach the glory, but I will show you the glory tomorrow. And one of the things that will happen, listen to me. We are in a meeting like this, and then the hand of God fell. We are still in that meeting, and people were caught up to heaven. What is the distance between heaven and earth? What is the distance between heaven and earth? There is no distance. So the distance is just the touch of God. If God touch you like this, man, you can be in heaven in one moment. The Bible says that John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. He said, when I turned like this, I saw the 7 candlesticks. Somebody just turned in the spirit and began to have encounters that are deep. It is because God touched him. I want you to pray for the next 2 minutes and ask God, touch me this night. I feel the wave of God's presence already. Sobranda baba hataka brantalia. Sabranta baba toko brata payata. If I know, I will cry out for myself. I'm going to go to the hospital.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your hands wherever you are. There are 10 people that God will put his hands upon, especially now. In the next 5 minutes. God will move in any territory. There will be a rise of prophetic intercessors. Men that can stand in the gate and stand for Jesus. And then because of them, the hand of God will begin to come upon the territory. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ to elect amongst us by your mighty hand. Prophetic intercessors, prophetic intercessors, prophetic intercessors. Let your hand come down strong. 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 Holy Ghost, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Bring them forward. As the hand of God touch them, there should be at least 10. Help me, Holy Ghost, help me, Holy Ghost, help me, Holy Ghost, help me, Holy Ghost. From my front to my back, from my left to my right, from my front to my back, from my left to my right. Holy Ghost! Bring them forward, bring them forward. Holy Ghost, move! Move! There is somebody there. Where those forces that they are, there is somebody there. The hand of God will come upon you. At the count of seven, God is electing you. Holy Ghost, help me and find a person. 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 One, Holy Ghost. Two, Holy Ghost. Three, Holy Ghost. Bring the person, bring him. Sabata pahata kabela, rapata palata bakaba. Where are the Holy Ghost? Where are the Holy Ghost? Where are the Holy Ghost? Where are the power? 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 Holy Ghost, move! Bring them forward. There is at least 10. Holy Ghost, let me and find them here. Let me and find them. Let me and find them. Put your hands on you. Put your hands on you. My God. Satwa kabata. Lila kabata. Deus kabata. Amen. If you're having pain on any part of your body, just take your hand and put on that part of your body. If you cannot put your hand on that part of your body that is ailing you, Just take your hand and put on your head. If it's your eyes, close your eyes. If it's your ears, put it on your ears. Have you done it? Have you done it? Now your amen has to be louder. He has to let you shake this territory.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
It can be louder.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
We come against every spirit of infirmity. I charge every spirit of infirmity to leave now.
In the name of Jesus.
I charge blinded spirits to leave.
In the name of Jesus.
I charge deafened spirits to leave.
In the name of Jesus.
I charge every spirit of poverty. I charge every spirit, every crippling spirit. I charge you to leave now.
In the name of Jesus.
I charge every spirit of pain. Pain, leave now. Pain, leave now. Pain, leave now. Pain, leave now.
In the name of Jesus.
I charge every deaf and dumb spirit. Come out now. 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 Oh, Osa, come out. Osa, Osa. My God, I see Osa living now. I see Osa living now. Osa is living now. He's living now. That spirit of Osa is living. Some of you are having chest pain. That chest pain is living now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody is having leg pain. That leg pain is living now. In the name of Jesus. And somebody has pain on your left shoulder. That pain is healing now. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God, their healing is everywhere now. Their healing is everywhere now.
Their healing is everywhere. Their healing is everywhere. Pain is coming for 1 minute. Just 1 minute. Just 1 minute.
My God, my God.
Pain is coming now.
They are breaking out. Mighty name we pray. Now I want to take two or three testimonies. If you notice God has healed you or is healing you, there is somebody pain he has left. Come on, who will help me and check? Check yourself now. Check yourself now. I went to a meeting and I was telling people to check themselves. The person that is carrying the camera had leg pain and he didn't check himself. Only for me to finish the meeting, he now met me outside and said he noticed that the pain left. You know why? People are used to nothing happening. So when the real thing comes, they are not even sure. Now listen to me now. Every spirit of infirmity goes now.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
If you notice God has healed you, come out. There are miracles, there are testimonies already. Check yourself now. If you have any pain at any part of your body,
pain, check that pain.
Pain is leaving now. I assure you, there is one thing I'm sure. Pain will leave. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Who is that person that has, you had chest pain? He will be healed. The power of God is on his legs. Can you see his legs? The power of God is on his legs now. Jesus. Thank you.
that is not working to begin to work. Jesus. 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 Somebody bring him here. Two people. One on the side. Don't stand him. Don't stand him on the back like this. Look at him. Holy Ghost. Shota Bamana Tahadia. Ambreto Papana Hata. Ambreto Penet. Look at me. So that just be looking at me. Don't look at your legs. Satemanta Brahmo Padabahata. Ambreto Padahata. In the name of Jesus, walk. Satabahataya. Satabahataya. He's binding you. He's free now. He's free now. He's free now. He's free now. He's free now.
I saw somebody here. I thought I saw somebody that came to meet you. Okay, okay. You notice you are healed. Raise your hand. Check yourself. Come. Come. Clap for her. Clap. Now let me tell you, from experience, once the first testimony comes out, others come. Others have been healed. Some of them are shy. Some of them are saying, is it true? Am I even sure? I'm not sure this thing has totally left. This is, if you notice you are completely healed, or you notice you are, there is a progressive healing, you need to come out. There is something about testimony. One of the ways to keep your healing is to testify. Check yourself again. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself.
Partial deafness.
Partial deafness. Wait, 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 wait. Partial deafness. Since when? Let's hear. Since when? You can't remember.
Can't remember.
You can't remember when the partial deafness started. Which of the ears? The left ear. And he is now where the pain has left. What happened? Did you feel any? Wait. You need to know how you are clapping. Did you feel anything? Any warmth? Any cold? Or the thing just like that? How did it happen? Let's hear.
I can't explain.
You can't explain. But you are not made whole. She's been in one ear, the left ear, for I don't, and she can't remember. But Jesus Christ in one moment made her whole. Can you do it? Who did this thing now?
Jesus!
If I knew, if you truly honor him, you will stand on your feet and clap, because I know you can't hear me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord makes you whole. Affects everything concerning your life. Jesus. Check yourself. Tomorrow you are going to there will be another healing night, and tomorrow you will call people over the
phone. Hallelujah. Chest pain left.
You are the person that had that chest pain. Come. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
He refused
to shout hallelujah. He is the one looking outside.
Shout hallelujah.
Let's everybody shout hallelujah. And you do it. You cannot. Let's celebrate Jesus. Let's celebrate Jesus. For how long? How many years?
2 years.
For 2 years, chest pain. Jesus removed it in one moment.
So I come from Jesus. So I come from Jesus.
It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. And may the Lord perfect everything that concerns you. See, as I'm looking at you now, I'm seeing struggle. God will bless you with ease in the name of Jesus. Everything in life is not available in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord anoint you with oil of favor and ease. Jesus.
He said for 1 month that he has been poisoned on.
Yes.
And he has been feeling severe pain on the leg and nothing left.
Now listen, give him mic. Let's hear from him. What happened? Tell us.
Smashing poison.
Give him, give him.
On
where?
Last month. 11. Banshamake.
Yes.
Go and walk. Within 30 minutes I collapse. So when I hear the gospel of Christ here, yes, say let me come here. God will see me through.
And then you came on your left leg. The pain is no more there.
I don't hear.
Turn your leg like this, let's see now. Can you bend? Stand up, let's see. The pain is not. In the name of Jesus Christ. Walk of darkness. Things will change for you from today. Are you hearing? Hear me. You begin to receive them. Things will change. Everybody. In the name of Jesus.
Somebody come to Jesus.
I am convinced there are more testimonies. There is a way we know. There is a knowing. And I know there is somebody you want to go with your testimony. Don't go. Come back.
Some more testimony.
What happened?
Pain in the lower abdomen disappeared.
Pain in the lower abdomen. It disappeared since when? Let's hear him.
Since I came here,
yes.
I was just in
that. Yes, yes.
I couldn't even pray.
You couldn't even pray, and the pain disappeared.
Yes, so we're preaching.
As I was preaching, my God, can you bend now? I have bend. Let's see. No, touch like this. Let's see. Your womb is supposed to carry burdens, not physical pain. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord bless you with body and perfect you, my God. Such as I have, I give to you. Hunger, fire, the so baba. In the name of Jesus Christ, anybody that came here with any challenge, as I'm talking to you now, I terminate that challenge in the name of Jesus. Your amen is not loud. If you believe it, because as you started on it now, I saw somebody that is being afflicted by Satan. Listen to me. There is somebody here. In your dream, are you with me? In your dream, somebody comes to molest you in your dream. In your dream. In your dream. Somebody here. If you will come out, God will help you now. I don't have time, but if you will come out, I will help you. They will overpower you and molest you. Be fast. Be fast. Let me help you. Be fast. I decree over your life. You are the one. You are the one too. Get down here. Cry to God. That thing will be lifted now. I decree over your life. Every bargo, embargo, baggage, contact of Satan that is in your life. Today, today, now, I command you to be lifted in the name of Jesus. I command you to stand working now. 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 Everybody that have academic challenge, I decree that God sends you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, today God will turn things around for you. He will bring you to a large place in the spirit, a large place in life. Every torment of Satan in your life is broken. My God, I see many demonic activity. Act tomorrow.